Seattle can be a frustrating place to live. There's the rising rents, the constant noise from construction, and then there's the traffic. Despite all of that, we choose to live here. Alex Guy is a musician with the band Lead to See. One of the things that keeps her here is the vibrant music scene. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Alex Guy's viola is like an extension of herself.
It's really close to my heart. The vibrations of the viola are in my body as well as in the body of the viola. And when I'm singing, that's resonating. And so it's all very connected.
Alex grew up in Seattle. She loved to ride through the city on her bicycle. Then one day, a close friend came down with cancer. Then her grandma died, and someone she loved broke her heart.
I'm usually pretty resilient, but it just knocked me down so hard, and I went into this kind of like deep feeling of depression that I couldn't get out of.
She rode her bike from her apartment in the Central District over the top of North Beacon Hill toward Columbia City. It had always been one of her favorite rides.
You can see like Washington and sometimes the Cascades if it's nice, and there's like a beautiful garden there, a pea patch, and I would be riding my bike thinking, like, it's so beautiful, and I feel awful. Everything disappeared, everything that was meaningful to me.
Then a friend called her to tell her about this circus in Santa Fe that was looking for a violinist slash composer.
And I literally, like, hung up the phone, and I think I bought a plane ticket, like, that day. Just like, bam, I'm going.
In Santa Fe, Alex was happy for the first time in a long time. Her world became very small. She worked on music. She hung out with circus performers. She hiked in the desert.
Something about things condensing down into the small world helped me. It's like you got put in a washing machine and tumbled all around, and you come out and suddenly feel really clear.
That clarity helped Alex understand who she was, a musician.
This is what I meant to do.
And to succeed as a musician, Alex needed to get back to Seattle.
In Santa Fe, there's some great musicians, but it's a really small town, and there wouldn't be as many opportunities for me. That's a great thing about Seattle. You know, there's all these like small places where people work really hard for zero money to be able to have a performance space. And then I've always found like every place to be really welcoming.
Seattle has a much more vibrant music scene. There are so many more musicians to play with, young up-and-comers and gnarly old veterans. Alex returned to Seattle.
In the moment when I first got back from the airport, I was afraid that I was going to be in that state again.
Alex settled into one of the last remaining affordable apartments in the South Lake Union neighborhood. She loved to sit and look out the window.
The weather here for sure influences my music. I think part of it is the moody, kind of cloudy feeling that exists here a lot.
Alex fell in love with some cherry trees across the street.
Big trunks that are all like craggy and full branches, just full of amazing blossoms every year.
One day, a developer cut them all down. But Alex didn't fall into depression. She chose to draw inspiration from the change all around her. Even the noise of the construction site across the street.
Even things that are really frustrating, annoying, or painful, you can use that to create something.
Alex pulls out her viola and her electronic looping equipment. She opens the window and she serenades the construction workers below. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.